Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
The Raheemy Harrison Grody Show, middays 10 to 2, on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Late in the clock, Levine a three. Stop it!
Levine with a huge three!
You know, I put that jersey on with a lot of pride. You know, I love Chicago, always will. Appreciate, you know, the fan and the support, you know, what I was able to do there, but also just understanding that, you know, if you go out there and try your best and it don't work sometimes, it's, you know, it's frustrating both on the organization and as a player, but, you know, I wore it with a heart on my sleeve, so, you know, I can't get mad at that.
Zach LaVine talking there. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. That was our friend Adam Amin and Stacey King with the highlight as well. And we have a little bit of breaking NFL news, so let's give it to you. Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. Let's start with the Joe Flacco news first. This is from Ian Rappaport. Joe Flacco dealing with an AC joint sprain in his throwing shoulder. His status is up in the air for Sunday against the Bears, sources say. And there's another one from Adam Schefter. The Lions and Aiden Hutchinson reached agreement on a 4-year contract extension. We don't have the terms yet. I think it is apropos to bring up, though, when you consider Trey Hendrickson, who's also got a day-to-day status right now. His information, you know, and obviously his contract terms were something that was discussed. Is there more?
Yes.
More?
So with the Aiden Hutchinson deal, it's 4 years, $180 million, 141 guarantee.
Awesome. I haven't gotten that text yet over here because the Wi-Fi in our studio is being run by a hamster on a wheel. So I appreciate the heads up, Robbie Triano. Robbie and Ray are producers along with Brandon Fryer. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. You heard from Zach LaVine previously. And LaVine was, I think, not just the face of the Bulls for a time that we won't look back on in history necessarily and say, oh, this was crucial. But I still think that earning the max is an honor. I think being able to have a max player in the NBA still shows signs that your team did something right when talent was evaluated. He was part of the Bulls rebuild, as we know, unfortunately, a couple of times over. Traded to the Bulls from the Timberwolves as part of the Jimmy Butler deal. And now helping shape the team again after being traded to Sacramento, who's in town tonight at the United Center, because of the return involving Kevin Huerter, Zach Collins, and Trey Jones. And when you put it all together, you're trying to figure out in retrospect. Number one, I think Zach LaVine gets an ovation, of course, at the UC tonight, especially since he was a Bulls All-Star as well. Meant a lot to the team during certain times when the offense wasn't firing on all 8 cylinders. He was the guy who was winning games for you. But then I'm also thinking, it's a time where you wanted to see more out of that team. When you wanted to see them not just make the play and make the playoffs, but be a formidable opponent against the Bucks, for example. The 2021 season, probably the best when it was the combination of him, DeMar DeRozan, and Vooch. But that's kind of how I look back, the 21-22 season. That's how I look back at Zach LaVine's time. Part of a transition, obviously part of the new regime as well with AK and Eversley. And then moving forward, how is that trade going to help this team and make us understand the Bulls' plan and what they think it's going to look like when it's fully realized?
I mean, 7.5 years is a long time to spend anywhere in any sport, let's be honest. And you mentioned it, Layla, a 2-time All-Star, but also a slam dunk champion. So, like, when you win things like that, it puts you on the map nationally. Remember, he had a year where he was in the commercials. Like, this guy was in national commercials. So he represented and was the face of the Chicago Bulls in that manner. You can always go back to 21-22 and say, what if Lonzo Ball doesn't get hurt? A team that had the best record in the Eastern Conference until Lonzo Ball goes down. And you can wonder what could have been, right? And then it just didn't work out because they didn't have a pivot point once their starting point guard went down. They could no longer orchestrate and play through their big man Vooch in the same manner that they wanted to or professed to want to anyway. But I think he's on to another place now in Sacramento where they have a whole other set of challenges, if you will. But he's, you know, dropping 29 points a game, shooting over 50% from the field, shooting over 40% from three. And, you know, it's early. It's four games in, but he's got a nice little 40-50 or 50-40-90 season going.
And
that's rare.
We got a text from 630, except LaVine was never a max player. You actually have to earn the max via All-Star, via your numbers. It's not something that teams just choose to give you. That was part of the CBA. So technically, yes, he was a max player. And I think still the Bulls did the right thing by signing him to that contract. What's funny is we pointed out in our pre-show meeting, Marshall, the other team that wanted him was the Sacramento Kings.
A team that signed him to an offer sheet way back when the first time that was available to him. And of course the Bulls matched, and that led to the platform and the opportunity to earn the max contract. And, you know, looking at LaVine, it's just, I don't know whether to call it ill-fitting, ill-timed, but they just didn't have what it takes to get to the next level. And the next level for them was getting into a top six seed in the Eastern Conference after the 1 year.
Here's the thing about Zach LaVine for me. It's not just what I think about when I think of the 2019 Bulls, for example, or that epic dunk contest in 2016 against Aaron Gordon, which I think was one of the best that we have seen in probably the last, not just 10 years, I think probably in the last 15, you know, because that was kind of the return to like anti-prop dunks where it was just like people with their creativity and athleticism. It wasn't as much about theater then. And you had proven NBA in-game dunkers. I think about how even with what the Bulls got back, he was still defining the direction of your team. Would you and I have liked to have seen another first-round pick out of the deal instead of the Bulls just retaining the one they gave away because that was a three-team deal alongside the Spurs? Yes, I think that goes without saying. But that trade also told you exactly how the Bulls were going to go about their business moving forward. It bolsters the thesis that Arturis Karnišovas had about wanting 9 or 10 players who are very good and how you wanted them to work on a team. Is that different from, say, how Sam Presti and the Thunder have built their team? Yes. But have we seen it so far, even in the 3-0 start, where you understand what the Bulls want to do this season? Yes. Zach LaVine defined your team then, and the trade, even though I think it took a longer time than any of us thought it was going to take to happen, defines your team now with that deal.
The interesting thing about that, when you talk about the trade and what it meant for the Bulls and their vision of what it was going to take to contend once again, and you're talking about all these good players, and we heard, back at the trade deadline, the way AK talked about how the way to win in today's NBA because of things like the second apron is to just have 10 really good players. The difference is Oklahoma City Thunder, they've got the 10 guys, but also one of them is an MVP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved, or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
The way they went about it is different.
Yes.
The way Oklahoma City went about it was trading away Paul George.
They value draft picks as well.
Not just getting draft picks. They hoarded them. They were the squirrel who put thousands of pecans into the car. You know, like that's how they amass draft picks. And to me, that teaches you about what the quickest, most sustainable and surefire way is to build a team in the NBA. The Bulls are saying this is how we want to do it. They traded Zach LaVine in order to make that happen, or at least to help make the picture more clear. And that's when I think about what Zach LaVine was. The Bulls have had a history of not getting a lot of value back for some of their trades. I think about the Doug McDermott trade to Oklahoma City. Campaign, ring a bell?
I'm trying to remember. What year was that?
It was 2015 or 16.
Okay.
No, it was 17. I think it was 17. It was somewhere around there. One of my first couple years here. They all kind of run together back in my head. But I say all of that to say, at least in this case, they were able to get 3 players, control the pick, and help you understand what they want to do day in and day out.
With the Bulls specifically, you understand where they stand because of what they are not willing to do, in that they don't value the draft capital like other teams clearly do. And I that is going to come back and haunt them, in my belief. And while they're good now, and while getting rid of Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan, and you would think eventually Nikola Vucevic, that's certainly the thing to do. It's the manner in which they've gone about it that I think separates them from other rebuilding teams. They want to be like Oklahoma City Thunder, mentioned by name, but they want to skip those 2 seasons where they only won 20-something games. And the Bulls never want to be in a situation where they're not in the play-in picture.
I mean, we've been to the land of the dark side. We've been to the land of the tank. We can tell you. You can come out on the other side.
You really can.
You can come out on the other side, not just as a perennial playoff hopeful, but a perennial playoff team.
You know who else is undefeated right now in the Eastern Conference?
Clap your hands.
Yes.
Everybody.
The Philadelphia 76ers. You know who they took with their first round pick after they tanked?
VJ.
VJ Edgecombe. And he has looked like a man.
Yes, he has. And I think 708 is good here, too, because Zach LaVine is a flashpoint for people. He is a symbol. He's someone you consider as a symbol of what you either hope for the Bulls to do, especially after that All-Star game where you saw them finally make a change when it came to the front office, but then again also like the direction of the team. And how that was also a change from the baby Bulls that we saw of that era before. 708 says, LaVine was a good restart for the franchise when trading Jimmy Butler, but not the superstar they had hoped for. Completely fair assessment. I think that that's a good way to look at it.
What about this one from 312? Zach was absolutely a max player. He just wasn't a bona fide team alpha. He's Robin in a Batman world.
I think that that's also a good point. And We heard from Nikola Vucevic, at least reporters did, when it came to how he thinks that Zach LaVine should be received. And I know you've got the quote in front of you. Casey Johnson reported it. He talked to reporters at practice yesterday. Vuce has spoken about a lot recently, whether it was gambling and his viewpoint on that, or in this case, I think he's become the elder statesman on the team. We make fun of him for being 35 in a way, but that's just the NBA. He says, I hope the Bulls fans give him the welcome he deserves. I think he gave a lot to the Bulls organization throughout the years. I know people criticized him at times, but I think it wasn't always fair. He's a great guy. He's always competed, played hard, always tried his best. I know he always cared and wanted to do what's right by the organization and win. I don't think he always had the pieces. And when he did, it didn't really work out for all of us. So I just hope they give him a really warm welcome. As far as me personally, it'll be great to see him. We built a great relationship off the court. That's something that I cherish more than whatever would have happened on the court. And I don't think that that's window dressing from Vooch, Marshall. I think that that is Vooch truly saying the truth. Because if you've seen them on the court together and you see their facial expressions and how they passed with each other and how they were working together in the two-man game, I believe him.
I'm so curious about the, I don't think he always had the pieces, and when he did, it didn't really work out for all of us. I think that that's interesting because mainly, if you look at what the Bulls are doing right now compared to what they were doing when Zach LaVine was on the team, and his role kind of shifted even last year, at the beginning of last year, he was in a more deferential kind of spot with Josh Giddey on the team, but it never quite synced up even then.
We have more to come here on Raheemy Harris and Grody on 670 The Score. Let's examine the game tonight when we come back, because there's a lot to it that would make you understand why we call the Kings Bulls West. So we'll do that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Grody, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved, or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.